Adorable, 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 adorable baby. You're adorable, sweet as can be. You're adorable, a dream came to me. You're all that I hoped my love would ever be. You're so lovable. When you're in my arms, you're so kissable. When I hold your charms, you're mine, you are so divine, my adorable one. You must have come from heaven, because you thrill me so. My heaven starts at 7 sharp. You start my heart to glow, glow, glow. You're so huggable, so clinging, so nice. You're excitable when kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine. Have come from heaven, because you thrill me so. My heaven starts at 7 sharp. You start my heart to glow, glow, glow. You're so huggable, so clinging, so nice. You're excitable when kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine. Alone, you adorable one. Adorable, 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 adorable baby. Adorable, 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 adorable baby.
You told me a lie, and you didn't have an alibi. But baby, yet I still can't. In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we are gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer. 'Cause in heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we are gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer. Oh, pick it now. Now in heaven there is no smoke, that's why we better have another toke. 'Cause someday when we croak, all our friends will be smoking all our smoke. 'Cause in heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we are gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer. I'll pick it now. In heaven there is no beer, that's why.
S is for sex and space. Vanguard of the sexual revolution. An ad hoc committee consisting of all the people at any given time who are having sex that either is broadening to their personal horizons, is socially prohibited, or takes place in a barely concealed public space. It often includes fresh young lovers, reckless life artist types, and men and women of all ages entering into unexpected affairs. Masturbating adolescents who live with their parents are always considered honorary members. Conquest-seeking so-called libertines are excluded on principle, of course. Here is the VSR Manifesto, composed by Nadia C. in a library one night when she hadn't made love for an agitating 3 days. Or perhaps on a still Christmas morning after a night of passionate sex with a woman she had wanted for years. A call into arms. Because we get to have so little honest, intimate, beautifully dangerous sex that they can sell us flat images of it instead. Because we spend so much more time contemplating these representations than having sex, that when we do sleep together, it is more a meeting of roles than of individuals. And not supportive or satisfying roles at that. Because the most radical of us would still rather speak fancifully of total revolution than dare a moment of actual experimentation in a field that really matters, like our beds. Because as long as our own sexualities are constructed by the media of silence and the culture of violence, each of us is a Trojan horse bearing our own enemies, the fetishization of domination and submission, the paralysis of fear and shame, everywhere we go. It's time to stop being spectators and start being actors. Or agents, if you prefer, the double meaning being very much intended. To take our desires back by converting our sex lives from passive recreation into active recreation. And to do this, we must first replace the representations of sex in our lives and all around us with real sex. Our numbers are greater than you think. You are one of us each time you transform public space, not by privatizing it. It's already deprived of anything personal at all. Thus the irony that the public is actually the least public of spaces. But by making it into real people space, by doing something in it that truly feels liberating. For example, fucking. On the roof of the police station, at the shore, on the rocks, just below the art museum window, etc. Not that public sex is always itself revolutionary sex, but such sex is always revolutionary in that it takes lovemaking out of the narrow confines in which it is permitted. That is, in which it is permitted to languish. Caged and stripped of the spontaneity that is its lifeblood, just as we languish with the rest of the world stripped of it. They shall know us by the innocence of our guilty smiles, holding hands as we walk out of the fog in parks at night, transformed and transcendent, unbowed and uninhibited in this dry and dreamless world, by used birth control devices, and left in university classrooms and office bathrooms, by growing numbers of women who know exactly what they want, and men who aren't afraid to touch one another. We will be the spark that ignites the new sexual revolution. Armies of lovers laying down their responsibilities and picking up each other as weapons, to fight against the smothering joylessness of this world. To quote the skinheads' anthem of homophobia and intolerance back at them, we refuse to, quote, stay in the closet because it's safe in there. Precisely for that reason. As we've learned time and again in this struggle, our only safety is in danger. Lovers of the world, unite. You have nothing to lose but your shame and a world of pleasure to win. Reprinted from the Annual Bulletin of Saboteurs, for the Revolution of the Erotic and the Erotica of Revolution, contact Crime Think Incorporated, Vice Squad. Note 1. Although it's worth pointing out that most of the birth control methods / devices in use in our culture today are themselves far from radical or liberating. Another aspect of the commodification of our lives in general, and sexuality in particular, is that we're supposed to buy a product for everything, even the most natural and personal of our activities, like sex. More often than not, a chemical product that fucks around with our bodies in 100 scary ways, too. Look around you and you'll see that there are alternatives, not just to the birth control methods on the market today, but also to the traditional ways of making love and being sexual that mainstream culture offers us. Note 2. Of course there are those who will read this entire manifesto as an exhortation to littering, based on the extravagance of this single phrase. To such dreariness, I can only respond with a merry fuck you.
Scrolling higher. noch keiner verraten. Probieren wir's, denn so kann's nicht weitergehen.
Ja, toch weer niet.
Heel makkelijk.
Ze worden wel gewoon, je kan ze gewoon bestellen op internet. Ik heb het verder nooit gezien.
Ja.
Er was een tijdje een man in Nederland die ze importeerde, die Luna gitaar.
Ja. Ik heb ze ook wel, ja, ik heb ze ook wel in de plaats van die gitaar.
Ja, toch wel.
Ja.
Maar niet deze?
Nee, niet deze. Wel met zo'n soort houtsnijwerk.
Ja, precies, met die henna tekening.
Ja, ja, ja. Die
12 string is ook heel mooi.
Maar daar staat ze dan ook wel bekend ook. Die vader van Roosje, die zei het ook. Oh ja, sorry. Een Luna gitaar, die ziet er heel mooi uit. Dus die klinkt zo een beetje blikker. Dat vind ik wel een beetje waar.
Maar ik ben er wel
aan het doen. Ja,
van de week dat toen kwijt waren.
Ja, dat vind ik niet.
Ga ik
toch
wel jammer
vinden. Ja, ja, ja.
Maar
ik vind
hem ook wel fijn
hoor.
In mijn gedachten had ik
al zo'n
paarse
Luna.
Ja,
dan ben ik ook heel blij dat ik zelf een paarse Luna. Ja, ik heb deze, maar ja, die is goed. Heel klein dingetje.
Is die ook?
De noten.
Yeah.
love you or not. One thing I don't want it biologically. Love, 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 love me, cha cha. All together, here we are. Love, 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 love me, cha cha. Come on together and sing hallelujah.
Back in the zonlicht aan.